From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Tuesday, August 18th. There has been an increase in bear activity across Colorado this year, with communities across the state reporting bears coming into town, including at both ends of the Gunnison Valley and everywhere in between. This comes as a new law takes effect that increases the penalties for intentionally luring bears with food. As KVNF's Lisa Young reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, local officials are reminding residents to secure their trash cans and remove other attractants from yards and gardens.
This year's bear activity in Colorado is being driven by extreme environmental conditions. Paonia District Wildlife Manager David Gerzik explains that a severe drought and a hard freeze this spring wiped out natural food sources.
We have a horrible drought going on, and on top of that, we had a massive freeze middle of April that killed pretty much all the berries and the fruit in the orchards. And then with the drought on top of that, nothing new is able to grow. The bears really don't have any food in their natural habitats anymore. And so they're coming to town to find anything that they can eat. I mean, they're in survival mode.
Trash cans, bird feeders, and outdoor grills have become easy targets.
And so the bears are having very easy access to food. And they've learned that they can just tip over a trash can and get tonight's leftovers.
Gerzik says residents can dramatically reduce bear activity by securing attractants. He recommends that residents place electric fencing on chicken coops, remove all outdoor bird feeders, clean outdoor cooking grills, and secure trash cans indoors or use straps on the lids. In addition to local efforts, a new Colorado law strengthens enforcement against feeding bears, whether intentionally or knowingly. Violations can result in misdemeanor charges and fines up to $5,000 upon conviction. For KVNF News, I'm Lisa Young.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. The Democratic and Republican candidates for Colorado governor have only agreed to one in-person forum this election season so far. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Victor Marks and Democrat Phil Weiser are scheduled to appear in person at the Colorado Chamber of Commerce in Denver in early October. They'll discuss the economy and issues important to the business community. Marks agreed to attend only after the chamber removed Nine News' Kyle Clark as moderator. His opponent, Phil Weiser, criticized Marks' request.
I'm never one to request special circumstances or to know the questions in advance. I'm one to say, this is a chance to show up. People get to know me. I'm here.
As for an actual debate, Marks has pushed for a back and forth in person without moderators. Weiser called Marks' request unserious and not something he would entertain.
Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd stopped in Glenwood Springs this week to hear from voters about high health care costs and explain some of his votes in Washington. We go back to Benta Berkland for more.
Jeff Hurd represents most of western and southern Colorado in Congress and is running for his first re-election. Democrats have their eye on potentially flipping the seat. Hurd emphasized his independence from President Donald Trump, such as when he opposed some of Trump's sweeping tariffs.
I would be, to my knowledge, the only candidate that's been endorsed by the president, unendorsed, and then re-endorsed. But ultimately, I focus on what I can control. And the votes that I take and the messaging and the principles that I stand on. In the end, I trust the people of this district.
Hurd is from Grand Junction and facing Democrat Dwayne Romero of Aspen. The candidates are so far planning two in-person debates.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and beth@epappletonlaw.com.